USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An SUV overloaded with people pulled out in front of a semi-truck towing two trailers of gravel in Holtville, California, 10 miles north of the Mexican border on Tuesday morning. At least a dozen people died and others were hospitalized. Passengers in the SUV ranged in age from 15 to 53. Floodwaters began receding in several hard-hit Kentucky counties Tuesday as Weary officials and residents prepared to assess the damage to homes, businesses, and roads. Significant flooding occurred in several eastern Kentucky counties, where one county official said the water was unlike anything he has ever seen. The Kentucky River at Boonville in Osley County crested at 44.3 feet Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is lifting most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions, including its statewide mask mandate and capacity restrictions on businesses. The new order goes into effect March 10th. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.